Give them this, says the Spirit of the Lord. For it is my anointing that breaks the yoke. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I have spoken unto you and my anointing, give them this hope, says the Spirit of grace. For they're not looking for your bling, your intelligence, your talents, your abilities will not break the yoke of humanity, says the Spirit of the Lord. There's a church coming out of a church, and there's a sea of humanity crying out in their hearts for a reality that is beyond what they've seen in the present day church. Don't give them your pop talk. Don't give them your abilities to try to act like them or talk like them or be like them or try to pull them over in any way of the flesh. But there is a world that's hungry for what only the firstborn could give them, was the anointing that broke all yokes and set every captive free. The reality that the world is looking for today is not in glamour or sparkle. They're searching for a place of reality in my presence that brings them peace and a settlement of heart and a reality of truth, that God's word is absolute truth. The things that I have spoken unto them in my word will come to pass. Makalesete, yes, sir. I'm asking you to give them this of what you've received first privately in my presence. If you don't do this privately, you will not have it to do publicly, says the Spirit of grace. For no man reaches into this well superficially and goes there just by title. No mister, no sir, no ma'am, no doctorate, nothing of degree will graduate you to a place. No reverend, no seated place of authority in the natural gives you access into this place. But my presence, and as you spend time in my presence and go out, you'll offer this inadvertently, without thought, to the world. Stop trying formulas. All formulas dissipate under my presence. Know that as my firstborn, my beloved, the one you call Lord and Savior, as he began his day, that it was of utmost that he began it in presence. As I placed inside of him not only the direction but the authority to bring forth my kingdom, and that it would come as I will in him through my presence. Do not be lost even in the natural things as you go forth. Because the one who learns to live in my presence, even in the midst of busyness or even chaos, will not hear the sounds of the natural around them, nor will they bend to opinion, but they will go straight forward, moving as they have been dictated by my presence, first in a private place. Makare sekere sidieto, borekele sidieto koro. You're very close to what the world and what the church has not seen in many generations, a shaking and a stirring. Children have not been raised under the power. So it will be shocking to them to watch my glory. But surely as an orientation comes, those who stay in my presence and birth this thing will be the kings and the priests of the earth who deliver this unto their generation, says the Spirit of grace. Hada olecharesete, yes, sir. Makolokereste, mekirese kiritie. The day of glamour, the day of bling, the day of high things to attract man is over. I strove and strive as far as I possibly could with many of these places who by their own ability have tried to attract men for number's sake alone. But I am gravitating to those places and to those people who will forsake Mahale Ediateka Masoto. Begadokote. Glitzy ideas will not get them in. They're searching for peace and they're searching for power. Spend the time.